Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. These calls happen Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the Digit 4 Anti-Aging, all pushed together. Thrilled to have you along with us. Those of you that do not know who I am, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. Got a little bit of a late start this morning. My alarms have been driving me crazy because they kept doing crazy things this morning. And there goes the other one, which shouldn't have been going off. And I come to you with an education background and a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise going back several decades. And with that being said, I had grandparents that were not in the best of health, and I didn't want to travel down some of the challenging health paths that they traveled down. And so I've done many things to make sure I didn't have some of the issues that they had. With that being said, I found the TR90 program about 14 years ago. I was absolutely delighted with it. Loved how it worked for me. I was able to lose 20 body inches. So when we say take your measurements about once a month, it really will help keep you on track and let you know how you're doing. Unless you've got one of those Omron or smart scales that actually gives you body percentage of muscle to body fat. And checking how your clothes are fitting. Taking pictures once a month definitely does help. For those of you that are not able to afford that really expensive scales. And I was able to lose that 20 body inches in about 6 months or so. I was exercising really regularly, and it really does, it's a lifestyle change, and it's something you want to keep in mind. So when you're first starting out with that lifestyle change, you're listening to this, and it's a podcast. To catch a flag, dial into 712-775-8972, and when it prompts for that conference code, put in 910022 to join us live. We would be delighted to have you along with us. When you're first starting out with that TR90 lifestyle, you have your one lean meal a day, 2 shakes a day, 3 snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least 3 of those meals. Definitely can be plant protein, does not have to be animal protein. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. If you're not able to do that, do take them with your meals. My experience has been, which is about 35 to 40% of the time, I had to take them with my meals because as the life of a substitute, we never know what our schedule is going to be, and things can change within moments of when we thought things were going to be one way and they ended up being something else. So personal experience has been, it worked for me taking them with my meals. If that's the way you need to do it in order to make sure you're getting them, take them with your meals. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day, and the closer you can get them to the source and unprocessed, the better off you are. They will give you macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats. Your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and your minerals, and fiber. Fiber helps in 2 ways, one of which is with satiety, and the other is with good digestive health. And for that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber daily. Then the next thing up on the list is 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days out of the week. Definitely can do more, but definitely not less. That 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise can be whatever you want it to be. It could be HIIT exercises, yoga, whatever works best for you. And if you're exercising heavily, then you need to think about your hydration levels. Hydration should should be about 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So in, for instance, you weigh 100 pounds. You start out at 50 ounces of water daily, and then you bump it up from there depending on how heavily you're working out or how much you're perspiring, because you can lose up to a quart in an hour if you're working out really hard. You can do that exercise in a 30-minute chunk, 2 15-minute chunks, or 3 10-minute chunks, whatever best suits your lifestyle. Then if you're getting that, you're going to want to stay hydrated, and as I said, 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. If you're getting lots of fresh fruits and vegetables that are fairly close to the source, it could be that you're getting a lot of moisture from some of those fruits and vegetables, and so that actually does count towards some of your hydration levels. And the last thing that I highly recommend is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. Really important, set your brain up for making good decisions the next day, clears out toxins, stores memories, clears out, restores muscles and tissues, just does a multitude of just different things depending on which stage of sleep you're in, so it's really critical. If you're short on sleep, start out getting that sleep first for about a week or so, and then and if you're one of those people that can take a micro nap, which is like a 15 to 20 minute nap in the day to kind of get caught up if you're short on sleep, then that definitely is one way to get that your sleep back into a good rhythm. So today I'm sharing some information out of the Time Special Edition Science of Exercise, Younger, Smarter, Stronger. It came out in March of 2024. How exercise hacks the aging process. So this, you know, for those of us get a little older, long in the tooth, it's always good to know that exercise actually hacks that aging process. To stay young, you have to keep yourself young. Oh, and this was written by, let's see if I can see who it was written by, Alice Park, A-L-I-C-E-P-A-R-K. And she writes, to stay young, you have to, excuse me, you have to keep your cells young. And a cell's age is dictated by its DNA. Heavens, got a frog in my throat this morning. Too many cycles of dividing over and over again accelerates the aging process until eventually the cells peter out and stop dividing altogether. Each time a cell divides, it copies its DNA, which is packed into chromosomes. And sections of the chromosomes called telomeres get shorter. Excuse me. It wasn't always clear how that exercise affects this process, but Belgian researchers have discovered a compound called nuclear respiration factor 1, or NRF1, that protects telomeres from getting shorter. The shorter the telomere, the older the cell. Genetics play a role in how quickly telomeres shorten, as do lifestyle factors including diet, stress levels, and sleep. Researchers have found recently discovered that exercise can play a role in the NRF1 as well. For the initial study, the scientists recruited 10 healthy people to ride stationary bikes for 45 minutes and took muscle biopsies from each of their legs before and after the cycling session. They also measured muscle function by testing the amount of lactate in the blood. Based on the analysis of these samples, and the researchers found that exercise boosts level of the NRF1, which keeps the telomeres from being snipped away. Think about the NRF1 like varnish on nails, says Annabelle de Contenis of the Institute at Catholic University of Louvain in Belgium, who is a co-author of the study. You cannot change the nail, but you can change the varnish again and again. When what you're doing is refreshing and replacing the old section with new protective molecules. But each bout of moderate exercise, she says, The protection to the telomeres is refreshed, helping the cells remain functionally younger. The protection is constantly renewed upon exercise. Experts think it's possible that compared with the genetic mutations caused by carcinogens and other kinds of toxins, exercise-induced alterations to the DNA are in some ways their opposite. The positive changes wrought by exercise are more like tune-ups, helping cells to work better and more efficiently. And once more, scientists have discovered that these changes occur even after a single 20-minute workout, and even in people who don't exercise often. Julene Zeraf, a professor of physiology at Karolinska Institute of Stockholm, tracked the changes in muscle cells of mostly sedentary people. While they exercised on a stationary bike, she and her colleagues also collected small samples of tissue from the study participants' quadriceps before they exercised and again about 20 minutes after they were done. Zeraf and her colleagues then looked at the series of muscle-related genes before and after exercise. Not surprising, at least to the scientists, was the fact that 20 different genes were turned off and on during exercise and during rest. Zeraf said that she and her team are trying to understand the early messages the muscles receive when you exercise so that they can better understand what's happening at the cellular level. The researchers were able to see how muscles changed at the cellular level by studying another group of people who agreed to exercise at two different intensities over a period of a week. On one visit, they were asked to take it a little easy. They would cycle until they reached 40% of their maximum capacity. On another occasion, they pushed themselves hard, biking until they reached 80% of their maximum. The muscle biopsies following those 80% sessions showed more RNA, which was the first byproduct of gene activity, than samples taken after the 40% sessions. This suggests that a lot was happening, and a lot of good was happening when the participants pushed their bodies hard. Having muscle cells work more efficiently is no guarantee of living forever, of course, but having more youthful cells is a critical way to stay healthy into older age and to slow the aging process. That, along with the evidence that exercise can slow the aging of cells, provides robust evidence that exercise can, in fact, keep us young or at least younger. And on Monday, we'll get into a little bit about one size does not fit all. And it probably will be a short call on Monday. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information about Nu Skin and the company. And I was just absolutely thrilled to have you along with us. Any thoughts or comments you may have, you can definitely share them after I take this off mute. Or feel free to shoot me a text message. You can do that to 503-502-4863. And just let me know you're part of the TR90 group so I can track and make sure that you're not getting into my spam folder. I am delighted to hear whatever thoughts or comments you may have. This is Susan Mann for May 3rd, 2024, signing out. Thrilled to have you along with us. And get out there and make it a great day. I'll be back on Monday, and we'll have Frank up on Tuesday. So hopefully you found that of interest. And if there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to ask you to go out and make it a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.